can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
If there was a way I could get word to them, I would say don't even consider coming back north until we let you know.
If you stayed in a hole overnight, stay in the hole.
You got that right,
Rod. It is miserable.
Oh, my word. 811-26. Be careful out there. Coming over the highway was very treacherous. So if you don't have to go out, just kind of great day to stay in, put on an old black and white film and chill out. But if you have to, do take it easy out there. Not unbearably cold, though. It is 26. I'm Larry Long, and welcome to Birdwatch, sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center. They're at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road. Also, the River Lake Inn, a proud sponsor. They're located near Colon. Now let's welcome your host for Birdwatch, Roger Taylor. Morning, Rog.
Hi. And let's get right to the trivia question. This one is pretty specific. And
that would be a nice break.
It may take us a few calls to get this right.
Okay.
We see osprey here. Matter of fact, the Kalamazoo Nature Center put up an osprey platform, I can talk, on the Georgia Pacific property just east of downtown, and it's used successfully. We know that ospreys dive for fish, but how do they catch fish? How does an osprey catch the fish it dives for? And if you think you know the answer to that question, our numbers, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, that number available worldwide. And if you know why... And not why they catch fish to eat them, but if you know how they actually catch the fish, give us a call.
You've never seen an osprey tie a fly?
Not right.
They're irresistible, right?
Yes, they're talented with that beak. If you've got the right answer, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. Available exclusively at Waddell's, and you get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where your meal is half price if you take a friend with you, and you get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar, truly a work of art. All that booty is yours if you can tell us how it is an osprey catches the fish it's fishing for.
All right, Rog. Well, let's see if Mary and Lawton has the answer. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Roger.
Did you get any snow your way?
Just a flake or two.
Mm-hmm. We've got that in the studio. But,
I hear ya.
Hey, do you have an answer to our trivia question this
I
morning?
I think I do.
Okay.
They dive feet first into the water and pick them up with their talons.
And the first caller gets it right.
Yay!
I would have thought the first guess would have been capturing it in their beak. But, Mary, But you got it right. And so for doing that, you get a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's. You get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. And you get a 2014 Southwest Michigan Land Conservancy calendar.
Thank you so much. I have a quick question for you, Roger.
You can have a long question.
Okay. been feeding the birds. I put water out, and you said you have to kind of change, you know, with it being so cold, change it every, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And I'm just starting this and trying to get the birds attracted to the water. How do I do that?
You really shouldn't have to do anything. If you've got birds coming into your yard because you've got a bird feeder, they'll notice the water. Now, it may take a period of time before birds use it after they see it. Birds are skeptical of new things. The reason duck decoys work is that birds seeing other birds makes them think, well, that's a reasonable place for a bird to go. If they see a place where there's no birds, sort of like you seeing an empty parking lot in front of a restaurant at rush hour, that tells you something. And it may take a period of time before the birds will use something new they see in their territory, but they'll find it and use it, guaranteed.
What is your feeling on putting a bubbler in the water?
It adds to the heat loss, and unless you've got a de-icer, and a good one, you could possibly increase the chances of the bath freezing. Moving water tends to freeze quicker than does water that's sitting still. Bubblers are great. The sound of the water will attract birds, but in the wintertime, I think the birds will be attracted just by seeing it.
Okay.
So I don't think you need to do anything.
All righty.
Hey, you have a good day. Stay warm.
Thank you, Roger.
Have a good one. Oh, don't rush away.
I won't.
Matt's going to need some information from you. And then dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Thank you so much, Roger.
Oh, you betcha. Right.
Good job, Mary. You know, this might sound like a lame question, Raj, but you know how we've talked about birds and their acute instincts and GPS and this and that. Obviously, a duck is not going to know what a decoy is, but aren't their instincts going to say, wait a minute, something just doesn't look right. There shouldn't normally be a duck there because it doesn't follow our pattern.
Yes, if you put a duck decoy in the middle of a place where ducks don't see ducks, it isn't going to work. A duck decoy works if you put it in a place that ducks would be attracted to, and then that gives them the signal, oh, there's other ducks there. Okay. It must be an okay place to be. Versus that same pond or body of water might be overlooked if there's no birds because of fear for safety.
Okay.
And but no, if you put a duck decoy on the roof of your garage, unlikely it's going to attract ducks to there because ducks know, well, that's a weird, what's that duck doing there? They figure that sort of thing out. They're not stupid. And
19 minutes after 8 now. If you've got a question for Raj on Birdwatch this morning, 382-4280, or give us a call toll-free, 877-382-4280.
Wow, it's cold outside. This cold, snowy weather makes it harder for birds to find food. Waddell's Garden Center is the place you can count on for the freshest bird seed at great prices. Attract bright-colored finches with thistle seed. It's on sale, just 89 cents a pound. Or save even more and get 20 pounds for $18.89. Black oil sunflower is the preferred seed for so many of our beautiful birds, and the 50-pound bag is just $18.89. Give your birds a special treat with some extra energy with Bird Tweet Suet Cakes. They're just 89 cents each, or get yourself a whole case for just $9.98. and a case of course, 12. And both sizes of Waddell's No Waste, No Hulls blend bird seed is on sale this week as well. The 25-pound bag is just $30.79. Now, to make your feeding even easier, you can get free delivery of your bird seed order of $40 or more if you live within 14 miles of Waddell's. If you have any bird feeding questions, just ask Waddell's friendly, knowledgeable staff. Waddell's Garden Center, your bird feeding headquarters for 68 years. They're located at Texas Drive on the corner of Milam and 12th Street. River Lake Inn's chef, Mark Bailey, has three entrees for January. The first is River Lake Inn's signature Pittsburgh prime rib, a choice cut of prime rib rubbed with their special blend of herbs and spices and grilled to perfection. That's my favorite, I have to add. The second is the classic prime rib au jus. Third, succulent frog legs, sautéed frog legs. And all the features come, of course, with their potato and salad bar. No matter your taste or appetite, there's no better offering of quality steaks and lamb to fresh seafood than the River Lake Inn. Plus, River Lake Inn is known for their exceptional buffet and selections to suit every member of your family. And be sure to save room for one of Anita's homemade desserts. This month's feature is a homemade fudge brownie sundae. Now's the perfect time to visit the River Lake Inn and enjoy a wonderful dining experience surrounded by the most tranquil countryside in southwest Michigan. Watch from your table as the winter birds at feeders and deer feed under the lights. There's really no place like the River Lake Inn. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com. Or give them a call, 269-432-2626.
Do you eat frog legs?
No.
No. I have before as a kid.
Tastes like chicken, right?
I don't even remember. Now I just the thought of it. Anyway, Grandpa John's got his coffee, and he's up and around with us. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Grandpa John. How you doing?
I am well.
Good to hear.
Thank you, sir. I was just thinking about Larry who said the recognize an eagle. About 3 winters ago, I was on gull in late February on the north end where the Prairieville Creek comes in.
Yeah.
And the mallards gather there in the open water.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I looked up and they all spooked. There was no cars in there, no people. And I thought, no, what is going on? Then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw the eagle come.
Yeah.
Whether they saw that or sensed it, I do not know. But I could not see the eagle when I saw them spook.
Yeah, but they could.
Yes.
Or at least somebody in the flock could. I have a friend who attended a seminar at a Michigan State facility right on the lake. And she said there was a patch of open water, and the eagle was making repeated passes at the ducks. And she said nobody was paying attention to the speaker. Everybody was watching the lake.
You know, that's kind of like watching the peregrines.
Yeah, exactly.
Bay of Fundy when the sandpipers are feeding.
That's
quite a show.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Grandpa John.
Can I have another quickie?
Oh, sure.
Has there been any more snowy owl news?
Yes. There's apparently lots of them still here. And the good news this week is the Kent County Airport has stopped killing them. And now they're trapping and relocating them. And they started that program this week, and they've already caught one and relocated it, which, to my way of thinking, is a much better approach than just killing them.
Yeah, they have hard enough times it is.
Yeah, they're not here because life was good.
That's right.
Yes, they come down here because they're distressed.
Well, thank you for your time.
You betcha. Have a good one.
You bet.
Stay warm.
All right, thanks for the call, Grandpa John. Thomas is at Ross Center on the line. Good morning, Thomas.
You wouldn't be any relation to Grandpa John, would you?
Yes, sir. I certainly am. He's my brother.
<All right.
laughs> I guess maybe he's my favorite brother.
Just okay.
Because he's the only one I got, I guess. Well, he beat me to the snowy owl question.
Okay.
Because I had heard that there on the Wednesday 5 o'clock news and they're at WKZL.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the other comment that I had, I've been talking about Cardinals for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yep.
About how territorial they are and everything. It's the funniest thing, and John and I have talked about this a lot, but my feeding area seems to be a neutral ground. You know, summer and winter. They fight, of course.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, all the birds will fight over the feeder.
Yeah.
But, I just think, as you said about the River Lake Inn, the hummingbirds in the summertime.
Right.
That there's so many of them that they don't claim a territory.
Right.
Right there. And I think that must be the same way with my cardinals. They're my feeding area. There's just a doggone many of them that they, you know, it's just a more of a neutral area.
Yeah, too much hassle to try to drive away all those cardinals.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe somebody else is trying to get in, so
well,
I'll get off.
They are, but I got a quick question for
sure.
you. Have you heard any of those cardinals singing yet?
I'm deafened to post, Roger. I haven't been able to hear birds sing for over 40 years.
Oh, well, then... never mind.
Okay.
Thanks, Thomas. You have a good one. Stay
you
warm
too.
Out there.
All right. Thanks for the call, Thomas. Chris in Kalamazoo. Good morning.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Roger. I had a question about sparrows.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of sparrows around here, and we feed all winter long. And it seemed like I heard, like, babies in the gutter. And I'm just wondering, do they ever have babies at this time of year?
No.
Okay.
No. I was going to ask what sparrows we were talking about, house sparrows or the native sparrows, but then...
I think they're house.
Well, when I heard your question, it doesn't matter because there's no breeding that takes place right now, except in owls. Owls are beginning their breeding season. This is early spring in their world, and they're starting to claim territories. And I don't know if you heard. I asked Thomas if he heard cardinals singing. Those are really the first songbirds that acknowledge spring by singing and becoming territorial. And it's usually late February, late January, early February when you begin to hear that. Owls, their vocalizations and mating take place at night. And so it's a different thing. But no, I know of no sparrows that would be breeding this time of year. Now, house sparrows are a cavity nester, and they do use cavities as a roost in the wintertime. And so potentially that's what you're hearing.
Okay.
But it's not babies, no.
Okay, and the other thing, I just wanted to thank you. I tried some of the Rogers blend, and I attracted a bigger variety of birds.
Well, that's...
With the peanuts, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the woodland birds will come far more frequently with the peanuts in there. Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good one.
You too.
Oh, my gosh. That's the end.
Goes fast.
Time flies. next week, I'm going to give you the good news about hummingbirds. We're about a month away from their beginning to come across the Gulf of Mexico, heading in our direction.
Believe it or not, that's actually kind of reassuring news.
Yes, something pleasant to think about on this weekend. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you Monday afternoon at 3.
All right, my friend. Take care. Thank you for listening to this edition of Birdwatch. Join us next Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch. It's brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the beautiful River Lake Inn located near Colon. Up next, CBS Local News, and we'll go around the home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO. It's 8:30.
I can't stand in line at the store. The mean little people are such a bore.